Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States continues to target the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, one of Al-Qaeda's most dangerous affiliates, which has killed thousands of people, including Americans, in Somalia and across East Africa. The State Department recently designated five Al-Shabaab leaders as specially designated global terrorists. The first is named Maxamed Sido, a finance emir and commander in the group's armed wing, the Jabba. Sido oversees illicit taxation operations in Alio Barro in the lower Shabelle, Somalia. He has also led Al-Shabaab fighters in attacks and participated in attack planning operations, utilizing improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Kalayare is a finance emir who oversees Al-Shabaab's illicit taxation operations for the village of Beled Amin, lower Shabelle. Yare directed and claimed responsibility for the November 14, 2018 IED attack on Somali armed forces. Maxamed Daoud Gabon is a finance minister, responsible for all Al-Shabaab finance operations in Wanlewain district and Beled Amin, lower Shabelle. Gabon also serves as the head of the group's intelligence wing, the Amniyat, in Wanlewain district. Suleiman Kabdi Daoud is a finance emir and commissioner of Beled Amin. Daoud also oversees Al-Shabaab's illicit taxation operations in Lower Shabelle, responsible for collecting religious taxation from villagers. He assists in overseeing an Al-Shabaab court that stores fines collected from civilians in the region. Mohammed Omar Mohammed is the commissioner of the Al-Shabaab group in the Dinsor district, Bay region, Somalia, and has been responsible for a series of attacks targeting civilians. The Department of the Treasury concurrently designated 15 Al-Shabaab financial facilitators and operatives, four charcoal smugglers, and seven of their associated companies. As a result of these actions, all property and interests in property of those designated that are subject to U.S. jurisdiction are blocked, and all U.S. persons are generally prohibited from engaging in any transactions with them. These designations highlight Al-Shabaab's reliance on networks of regional and international actors and entities who provide funds, direct attacks, and enable the group's malign activities, including the manufacturing and planting of explosives in local communities and fostering corruption, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Brian Nelson. The United States remains committed to helping the Somali government fight the Al-Shabaab terrorist threat, which undermines both national and regional stability and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.